I don't have to make sense. What I say sometimes isn't for anyone but me. This year was hard and I was lost, but now I know I was being set free. The fires burned all year long, not only in my town, but within my soul, and I decided to pause and just listen. I decided to come back and sing my truth, 'cause oh, my voice is ready to just speak. The void was long and dark, and I'm ready to share all that the light is beckoning from me. It's time to clear the path, even though it won't make sense, 'cause we are so conditioned one way. This is a space for deep devotion to our journeys. No one needs to understand. I am an adult, yo, so if you have a problem, click out. I cannot hold your judgment. Maybe I'm saying this for myself, 'cause I don't know what the segue it should be to come back after months and months and months. Most people would just have thrown in the towel. But let me tell you, I have been staring at this damn microphone for months and months and months. And it was like, just go, sis. My safety bucket was rocked. And this idea, what the fuck is a safety bucket? It is stability within myself. Can I hold the depth? Can I bring the fullness without tiptoeing? Because tiptoeing just is not it. Let me tell you, this void season has been so deep culturally, somatically, within my family, within my marriage, within my own soul's journey. It is juicy and I am filled to the brim. And now it is time to pour, and now it is time to carve. And the segue or the comeback is not really important, because, you know, people come into this podcast in all different, like I got tagged on an episode 2 from like 2020, okay? And each week I get these notifications in my emails about this show, which I haven't touched in 7 months, maybe. I'm not even sure. It's like top 100 in this country and this country. And while I'm super grateful for those that are listening and are open, I think this idea of good girl gone goddess, let me just remind that this is a space for deconstruction, but it is not in the way of bashing. That it is taking the best that life has to offer in service to the wahine, in service to the women, in service to rebalancing within ourselves, rebalancing within our planet, rebalancing the co-creative space that is life. That is my ultimate offering, is to just be in devotion to the experience of life as it comes to me. And each time I try to hold on and force things to happen and try to plan, I have been continually humbled by life to say, no, girl, like, I am showing you the ultimate way. When we pray for strength and we pray for guidance and we pray for opportunities to deepen. Buckle the fuck up. Buckle in, because we will have initiation after initiation after initiation. And I feel like this awakening and this spell breaking season from all the things that have kept me personally from my divinity, from my inner knowings, from ultimately the depths of my own mana, have come in the form of challenge and trigger and trauma. And it's like, I don't want to normalize that only through the hard stuff are we going to get the biggest breakthroughs, but ultimately it's the fastest, it's the juiciest. And I'm not always saying give me the hard, but I also know when the hard is coming, there is something so beautiful through it. And this season has been about void. This season has been about rooting into the earth, which for me is the Great Mother, and rooting into the sky, which is so much of the inspiration. And every time something really powerful has taken place, my question, and as I start to see things and as the veil gets thinner and I lift and it's like, what are you even talking about, sis? The question I ask myself is, how can I be more human? How can I strip away the labels? How can I strip away the ideals of what a spiritual person is, or what spirituality is, or what feminine is, or what all these things are, right? Like, we want to put things in boxes to make sense of them. We're always searching for meaning and purpose and all these things, right? Like, I do it too. But the question that allows me to settle in is, how can I be more human? Like, how can I just be here in my ultimate human form? And literally, as a Hawaii girl, like, go beach, eat a musubi. I can have all these esoteric thoughts and all these big ancestral callings. And then I just continuously drop into, like, how can I just be more human? Like, how can I just be a part of the community that I'm living in? One of the biggest lies and one of the biggest things I really, really have found that I dislike about the online space, especially where most of us are now finding our connections or looking for teachers or whatnot, is outside of our own communities. And I had this idea the other day of, like, in ancient time, before all of this existed, you looked within your own home for the healer. You looked within your own community for the wisdom keepers. You looked within your own area. And that to me is divine. I have met so many women here in my own community, especially this year, who carry the depths and the deep medicine that, like, our world could use, right? So this idea, and I don't know who said this or whatever, but we all grew up with this idea of, like, grow where you're planted. I'm gonna add this, connect where we are planted. Like, stop looking for outside influencers for answers, or outside popular spiritual people for answers. And stop even, listening to these shows or personal help for answers which already exist within your own heart and your own community. I use these spaces to connect and to expand, but not to be the ultimate pointer to what I need. Because in this season, it is time to stop asking outside influences for the answers before you ask of yourself. And answers do not come quickly, and they definitely don't come in the way that we think they're going to come. The last episode, I don't even know. I didn't even care to go back and to listen. And I was like, oh man, how am I going to come back into this space? And ultimately, I wanted to just offer a simple prayer, if that is cool. Because one thing, I had to go back to, like, what the heck was Good Girl Gone Goddess really all about? Like, it was a soft space to land for a faith transition. Sometimes the world of the goddess, especially in modern times, comes with women who are looking for, like, more liberation and already in this, like, feminine energy and reclaiming their sexuality. And yes, I'm here for all of that. And I want to talk about all that and share my, you know, findings in this. But it felt right to remember, like, what is this all for? And why is this still calling to me? And it is for those of you like me who were in this, like, and I'm just going to say that, spell of religion. And when I say religion, right, like, it is different from those who practice. So those who practice and really live their beliefs and they are happy and they are content and they are doing their thing, I have complete respect and adoration, and I will participate in the Bible hymns and the songs and all these things because I feel the truth and the frequency of the person in devotion. When a person of deep religious beliefs then steps outside of themselves and tries to govern over others and to persuade and to convince and to guilt and to shame, and that's where people lose me. And that is where so much harm for generations has been done. As a tool for fear and guilt and control, and, like, that's the shit that I will forever be against. And so that is where so much of truth has been erased from women, from entire cultures. And so that's definitely a piece that I want to talk about here on this show. And no structure around this, you know. I'm like, every week I'm gonna show up. Like, why do I say that? Why do I say that? Because you know what happened after the fire? After someone who was really active in the community and really active in socials and really active here and, like, doing all the things and hosting workshops and building businesses, and it was like Kupuna and my ancestors just said, sit down, be quiet, like, sit in the back and just listen. So if you're wondering, like, what happened and where were you, and I don't even know if people even care, honestly, I'm just speaking this out loud into the world, wherever it may land, with so much love. Like, that's it. That's why I'm here. I'm not here for an outcome. I'm not here for anything else but for the joy of self-expression and unlocking my voice, which is why I'm like, I'm just gonna sing. I was listening to an audiobook for the first time in months, and a woman just kind of sang her pieces. I was like, I love that. I'm gonna try it. So I just sat down and I'm like, I'm just gonna see what happens if I just sing, because that is expression, and an expression is life force, you know. An expression is just art without fear. Like, that is so huge for me right now. It's not about a niche and it's not about this. It's like taking off all the layers and just allowing life to move through. So I hope I didn't irritate. My husband was like, I said, I think I want to just, like, sing sometimes. He's like, okay. And one of the lines I just love, speaking of my husband, as you know, I have been sitting in the dark, and when I say the dark, yeah, painful, but also deep listening, also in the fertile void, what we call, like, the deep womb space, right, where everything has been stripped, and so anything is possible, and it has been the hardest and yet the most delicious space. Because at this point in my life, I feel full. Like, I feel so full, and from this place, I am ready to pour. I am ready to connect again. I am ready to lead again. I am ready to call in greater expansion, and I cannot express like the fucking beauty of what it feels to feel full after feeling so empty. And that was a huge lesson for me this past year, is like, we empty so that we can be filled. We empty so that we can be filled. And what do we empty? Right? We empty ourselves of that is not for us. We empty ourselves of things that are not true for us. And this idea of what is true, sometimes we're like, this is the universal truth, and this, the truth is your truth and everybody's truth, and I don't believe that. I believe that everybody has a soul's path and a soul's calling, and that this idea of what is pono, truth, will be different. You know, like, there are some definite evils in the time where that is not right, but even those truths for people are pointing others to their truth, and on and on. No, so see, I just went off and really just sat down to just express, and my husband had said, you know, I don't understand you. Like, you know, there's some parts, he's like, when you talk, I'm trying to follow, and I just get a little lost. And then, but like, what he does is he just releases all of this trying to understand, just like, but I don't need to understand you to love you. And that is so freeing for him, right? So like, as I'm like, how can I just be more human? My husband just says, how can I, you know, to himself and in all that he does, it's like, how can I just love more? Right, so those are two lessons that I think along the way that I wanted to share. I don't want to stay here too long, but I'm just ready to connect and to express and to carve a space. And so I'm going to be facilitating. There's one thing that I have definitely found in my path, and if you've been here for a minute, you know that I've been doing embodiment work and sensual somatic work, really in devotion to the goddess, to the great mother, right? Like, the goddess for me is different aspects of women, but ultimately it is the great mother in her wholeness, in her fullness, that is holding. And divine union is a big theme that is coming through in this season, to be in divine union of the energetics of the masculine and the feminine, divine union to be in partnership with my own partner, to be in partnership with what life is offering to us, right? Because we could be resisting where we are, unsettled, unsatisfied, instead of just really dropping in and being in partnership with what life is literally handing to you in this moment. There might be those of you that are just going through the hardest season. There might be those of you who are going through the joyous season. And my invitation to you is like, what is life offering to you with so much love? Because everything in this universe is about love, or pointing us back to the cultivation of love, everything. And yeah, we can talk about that later. But what I wanted to offer as I come back into this space, and I really thought for all these months that I had to kind of tiptoe back or explain my way in, or where have you been story, or what's the latest, and honestly, all of that just becomes irrelevant. When you work with pleasure and you work with embodiment, you work with what is present and what is alive. I am not interested. I will hold space for what was in the past. We can draw upon the wisdom or the learnings and the activations of the past and the excitement of the future. But ultimately, my biggest teacher and my biggest invitation is what is here now. So on July 30th, as I am recording this, about, you know, a week away from the 1 year anniversary of the fire of Lahaina, and where life was just kind of put on a new timeline for me and my family, I'm going to be working with what is here. And what is here is a desire to drop in and pray. And I pray over and with those who, like I said, why did I start this in the first place? And it was really because when I stepped out of religion, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't want to pray the way that I was taught, but I wanted to find connection, and I was looking for connection in all types of ways. And when I look at what is prayer, prayer comes in so many forms. Prayer comes in living. Prayer comes not just on your hands and your knees and like bowing your head, that's a form. Prayer comes in the way I cook, the way I raise my kids. Prayer comes in when I watch children dance or surf, like living prayers. And then there are times to just evoke and to speak the words or sing the words or dance the words. But that's what I want to do. I just want to offer this prayer because that's what is alive within me. So wherever you are in this space, just inviting you to take a very nourishing, deep breath by allowing your jaw to just drop. Whatever is before and whatever is coming after, and even if you're listening to this multitasking, to just feel into where your body is in this space. My prayer in this time is that your heart feels all that it needs to feel. And that as we move through different seasons in our life, that you will come back into your heart space. And that even when our heart feels like it's being broken, that it is just really being cracked open. That the layers that have been placed upon our hearts for protection, for survival, which served its purpose, will be lifted so that you can feel into more truth and more aliveness. And as life breaks our heart, it will feel the beauty and the magic and the wisdom which lives within our own body. That as your feet touches the grass, as your eyes look upon the sky, your heart will feel all of it. That as you laugh with your child or make love with your partner, that your heart will be enraptured in the depth. That as you do your work, and you cultivate spaces for others, and you connect with other humans, because we need connection. We are meant for connection. That you will feel into the truth of what is for you and what is not. I pray over your heart to be brave. I pray that your heart knows the depths of courage and the beauty of self-expression, and that we are all artists. Art is without fear. And even when there is fear, we will move through that because our heart moves us to do so. My prayer for you, dear one, is that you place your hands upon your heart and you ask very lovingly, what do you need? And you listen, what do you need? And that if you get no answer, you will remove the judgment. you won't guilt yourself with force, but that you will just kindly thank your heart. It's okay. I'll come back to you later. I'll return to you tomorrow. You're important, and I love you, and I thank you. And that this practice will be a place that you come back to for grounding. And so I offer this prayer over your heart, over my own heart, and all the hearts of those who are truly here to uplift and serve and create more beauty in this world. Beauty as a form of gratitude. Beauty as a living prayer to all that will rebalance in the world. And so I offer this prayer, and so it is, and it is so. Amama uano. Thank you for spending this time with me. Thank you for allowing me to just speak and be with what is here and alive. I look forward to connecting more. I look forward to sharing with you what has been ready to be shared and the space that I have cultivated so that as we shift and grow in all of these seasons in life, that we have a safe space for conversations, a safe space for movement, a safe space for going through all the depths and connecting with others who are on that same path. And so I highly suggest you check out my email. I know that's like, another email list, but I won't be here all the time. You know, I will be here when it is alive. But I'm going to be offering an online space for movement and connection once a month, as well as in-person workshops. And so come on that list if you desire to. And if you're not ready, no worries. I am grateful that you're here. And I will see you on the next episode. Take care and aloha.